WhatsApp.
All right, let's discuss what happened in Parliament yesterday. The Star newspaper describes it on their front page as a house of chaos. The Citizen newspaper calls it a house of insults. I'm sure my colleague Eusebius would call it a house of toddlers. I don't know how you would call it, but what transpired was childish, it was chaotic, it was insensitive, it was unparliamentary, whatever that means. Some MPs used gender-based violence to settle political scores, and it didn't start with the EFF leader Julius Malema. It started last week already with ANC MP Boy Mamabolo when he fired the first salvo. And Speaker Thandi Modise summed it up at the end of yesterday's proceedings that, and I quote, "We were given the responsibility to protect, to guide, to nurture, and we have failed." And this politicization of gender-based violence didn't only find expression in Parliament. Remember just before the ANC conference in 2017, the ANC Women's League president, Bathabile Dlamini, said this about then-President Cyril Ramaphosa.
"The issue of violence against women is the issue that must unite all women. Is an issue where we should take a stand, and we must not be pushed into the corner to support some and not support the others. We are born again. Ukomrade, Deputy President of the ANC, who decided ukuluma, but he spoke about Comrade Jacob Zuma. And we want to say, Comrade Cyril, Comrade Deputy President, if you want to speak out about violence against women and children, talk about yourself. You must open up. And kumnandi, because you said you know how difficult it is for a woman to take a stand on this issue. And you too have the experience."
So it's this idea of using sexual violence as a tool and politicians being passionate about it during conferences and political debates. And it's just so distasteful. You can share your thoughts on what transpired yesterday and what has really become this trend of using gender-based violence for political objections and not justice. Or is the problem that maybe we expect too much from these politicians? I don't know, but I'll take your thoughts on 011-883-0702, 021-446-0567. Let's speak to the ANC now and speak to the spokesperson of the party, Pule Mabe. Mr. Mabe, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You must be embarrassed by the behavior of your MPs yesterday.
Well, thanks, Clement. I was just giving a background before we went off, just indicating that we have our own political management committee meeting this morning. Amongst the issues that we were reflecting upon was, of course, the things that we saw in Parliament. We were not, they were quite embarrassing, not befitting of a Parliament which is supposed to be a place where ideas that must transform society ought to be expressed, articulated upon by all of those who are political, who are public representatives, regardless of which party they represent. It is important that when we are in Parliament, we focus our energies on things that are necessary to transform society. You will know that the ANC-led government has already set aside monies, over 1.6 billion rand, to fight the scourge of gender-based violence. It means that there is an urgent need that all of us unite behind finding solutions on this. The ANC Women's League has issued a statement as well today, again registering their own disappointment on the debate that ensued in Parliament. We are calling on all members of Parliament, regardless of which party they represent, to begin carrying forward the responsibility that we are expected to discharge, especially those that are public representatives. Because it is the people of South Africa that has passed their vote to put people in that parliament.
Yeah, how seriously do you take this, Pule? Will you take action against members of parliament like Boy Mamabolo, for instance, and the people who plotted that, his colleagues in the ANC caucus? Because we saw a screenshot purported to be a conversation amongst ANC MPs. No one has come out to say it's not legit, and it even involves chief whip.
Well, I can tell you now, Clement, that there is a conversation going on in the background in the ANC. And once the African National Congress, especially even at the level of HQ, has had full appreciation of all the facts, we will be able to communicate on the next course of action. We are not taking this matter lightly. It is a matter that requires action on our part. We need to show society that we are serious about this. We cannot allow gender-based violence to be trivialized in that manner. We expect all of our members of parliament, people that the men and women that we've deployed out there, to be responsible, make statements, but assist in the construction of the society we want.
All right. Pule Mabe, thank you so much for coming through and stepping out of that meeting and chatting to us. He's the ANC spokesperson. He's promising that there's already a conversation around the behavior of some of those ANC's MPs, like Boy Mamabolo, for instance, and that they're not going to take this matter lying down. So we'll keep watching the ANC to check what action they're going to take against their members like Boy Mamabolo. 27 minutes after 12.
702 for the curious.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
All right, let's speak to the EFF now. The spokesperson is Vuyani Bambo. Vuyani, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for speaking to us. I want to first talk about the attorney's letter, the lawyers representing EFF leader Julius Malema's wife, Mantua, having now sent this ANC MP, Boy Mamabolo, a letter demanding that he retract his accusations of domestic violence. You were kind enough to send us this lawyer's letter. Speak to us about, you know, that decision there. So this letter has been sent to Boy Mamabolo. What are the demands?
Well, as it stated there, that letter is obviously on behalf of Mama Malema, yeah, who has, out of her own volition, written to the boy who made false accusations to our president and commander-in-chief. So essentially, she has taken a stand. And I think what is mostly interesting in that letter is that she clearly puts it that she does not need his help, and that if there was something like that, she would have gone to the nearest police station. So there is no such a matter. But also, what is also important is that Boy Mamabolo was trying to score cheap political points, has effectively harmed and put a cloud over a family that is happy, and he does not take into regard that there are children there that are going to be affected by this when they go to school, who suddenly have to discuss their parents and discuss something which is false. But not only that, in the letter, Mama Malema is asking Boy Mamabolo to retract all these defamatory statements that he has made about Mr. Malema and his family. And if not, she is going to sue him for R1 million. So it's essentially, this is someone who is coming out and saying, you know, please do not use our lives so cheaply, but also do not play with such an important matter like GBV. We know that gender-based violence is a serious issue in this country, which even the leadership of this country, the ANC, has not figured out. So if you take a platform as a member of parliament and play a political football with such a matter, it's not assisting the cause. It actually cheapens and lessens the gravity of the matter. So she has taken a bold step, and she's not doing it secretly. She's doing it publicly. Yeah. So we welcome it. Yeah. We think it's exemplary, and it also assists in the fight against gender-based violence.
Yeah, and Vuyani, I hear you when you say that, you know, it's not desirable for even members of parliament to use that platform to even play politics using gender-based violence. But isn't that what Mr. Malema also did when he responded by accusing President Cyril Ramaphosa of similar allegations?
Not at all. Mr. Malema, the commander-in-chief, was simply making it clear to South Africans that he was reminding South Africans that in 2018, he said, I stood up here in this parliament and said, all of us men must start here in this parliament and raise our hands that in the past 25 years, we have never raised our hands against women. We have never abused women. We have never abused children. But today, I stand here on this podium being accused falsely. And remember that I was the person who stood up and said, Mr. President, we hear that you did X, Y, and Z Can you lead the charge against gender-based violence by voluntarily raising your hand and saying that you never abused your wife? Now, yesterday, he then comes up and said, but you are playing a dangerous game because I have not followed up on the question that I asked the president. That is essentially, so you can't read it out of context. The question arose in 2018 at the sauna. Mm. He raised it. He said, as a fight against gender-based violence, let us be exemplar. Let us take a position in society with which we become the first to raise our hands against the scourge of gender-based violence.
But he only mentioned the victim now, Vuyani. Was it not politically convenient for him to do so now? Because Malema didn't call out the president when he found out about these allegations, unless he found out yesterday, especially regarding the late ex-wife of the president.
No, my brother, yesterday became a situation where people must now speak out. The first challenge was that people must voluntarily come out, right? And then yesterday, the ANC took a position, a posture that seeks to unearth. So we followed in the leadership of the ANC by them saying that, no, we want you to account openly in this parliament under oath. Then we said, okay, no problem. President stood up and said, I have never beaten my wife or any other woman for that matter, not even my children. I have never raised a hand against my wife or any other women, including my children.
All right.
But Mr. President, since we are on this matter of unearthing our history with women and gender-based violence, I said here in 2018, let us raise our hands. But you, Mr. President, have a history of this. Because now, remember that also what is also important as we advance in our consciousness is that men must take a stand and call each other out when they act against women. So it's important, my brother, that we read it in context, read it outside of context. So to shift blame and put it on President Malem is to undermine and not read what actually happened yesterday, which is a charge which was led by the ANC to humiliate and undermine gender-based violence.
Vuyani, thank you so much, man. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I think I've given you enough time there to make your point. Vuyani Pambo, EFF spokesperson. He says, we were following up on the leadership of the ANC, but do you follow on the leadership of the ANC even when the ANC is wrong? Do you give them the taste of their own medicine even when it's wrong?